Impressions so far, I know it's July, but a chance to see what some of these young kids look like here all together.
I think it's been good, and to your point, it is July, so you don't want to put success or failures in a camp in July. It's more of them getting to know us and us getting to know them, and them getting to know teammates that they'll probably grow up with in the next few years. So that's more of what it's about, and getting to know the city of Winnipeg and those types of things.
The off ice just as important as what you see on ice here to kind of get a feel of what the future environment could be?
Well, I think the off ice is about helping them learn to train and helping on the nutrition side. It's all about a learning curve. It's about integrating them as what it's going to be like to be a Winnipeg Jet, introducing them to Jimmy Roy and Mike Keane and Dr. Craig Slonwhite, so they get a feel for the strength and conditioning aspect, the nutrition aspect, and gives them some foundations, some blocks to build on.
How do you describe the growth of Jamie Phillips Singer over the last couple of years since you guys drafted him?
Remarkable, actually. He had a tremendous season this year. Big guy, good athlete, stops the puck. Be interesting to see, what he can do again this year. I mean, it's certainly going to be a big year for him. Last year he really had a breakout season, and to put some foundation behind that again next year will really bode well for him.
Always talk about never having enough D, but same could apply for goalies. Right?
Strength up the middle.
Can I give you the same question about Nick Petan? He's a guy you've watched now for 2 years. He's done with his junior eligibility proper. How far has he come in the next 2 years, or in the last 2 years, and what do you see ahead of him?
Well, he's been a dynamic player since he started with the Portland Winter Hawks, and he was a dynamic player when he finished with them. I think I'm sure he's happy his junior career is done, as are we, and that he gets an opportunity to turn pro and see what he can do at the next level. He's a guy that's had success at the next level despite everything, and we're excited to see what he can do come Jets training camp.
You guys gave him a long look in the preseason last year in a training camp. Does that mean anything going forward?
No, I think the players earn those looks. I don't think we go into anything with preconceived notions. I think the players earn what they get. That's been our mantra since for the last 4 years, and I don't see that changing. You have to earn your ice time, and the guys that earn the looks are going to get them.
What about C.J. Franken? He was a bit of a late bloomer. It seemed like he had a pretty good year last year. What do you see from his game?
He did have a good year last year. Played on a good team, obviously. Obviously, they were disappointed they didn't get to the Final Four. But it's you're always somewhat of a product of the environment you play in, plus the players you play with. But he has the ability to make players around him better. Has some bite and some edge to his game. We're happy with his progression, and their team will be good again this year, and looking for better things from him.
The preparations, like at this point, for having both teams in town here, just getting your American League team all set?
I know from my personal perspective, I spent a lot less time on my own travel, which is a good thing. It's all coming together. I think it's going to be functional. I think it's going to be exciting. I think it's going to be good for the players. And there's some infrastructure things that are going to take some time to develop. You don't want to put things etched in stone. You want some things to evolve and see how they may work. But I think from the organization, from the top down, from at least for me through the trainers, are pretty excited that it's here.
I feel like the roster's coming together pretty well too. I know it's going to be mostly with prospects. But you like what you brought in free agency as well?
Well, it's certainly different from when the Manitoba Moose were here before. It's a prospect-laden and a prospect-driven product, and that's pretty exciting. We'll certainly have a core of a few veterans around there to push the ship in the right direction and teach the young guys what it is to be professionals. But we have a good core of young players that understand what it is to be professionals. You see some of them carry themselves around the rink now after they've been to two or three development camps. It's very impressive.